We are expecting the body to arrive in Harare tomorrow, Thursday evening. Thereafter, there shall be a short service on the next day before he departs for the rural home, which is in Sanyati. We expect then to have burial on Saturday morning, early in the morning on Saturday, or mid-morning on Saturday. But so far, that's the arrangement that's framed up.
What of his wife and his family? How are they holding up?
With difficulty, these things are never easy. What she's grateful for was that she was at least by his bedside when he passed on. So that kind of made things much easier for her to accept.
In terms of the arts industry in itself, how has the community or even the Zimbabwean community in general been mourning, you know, one of their gallant sons following his death?
There has been an outpouring of grief, Sandra. You can see that he was somebody that was highly respected, not only as a prolific writer, but also as a people person, because he was a very charming man. He was loved by a lot of people, by almost everybody in the arts, and especially those students that studied his texts. And so there's been a lot of media attention on his passing and a lot of sadness that is coming through the media.
How would you want Chenjerai Hove to be remembered?
I would want him to be remembered as a person who lived for the arts, because he always said that art imitates life and vice versa, and therefore there should be no pretenses about what is going on in society. I would want people to remember that all he wanted to do was to reflect what was happening in our society, and to just carry on the legacy of reflecting our society as we live it, because that is the only way we can come to terms with our own condition as a people.